فبظن إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأل الله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العبيد الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صلوات
الله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
month this one that is Rajab. Rajab, it is the name of a river in paradise. This is month of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The month of dua, the month of forgiveness, the month of repentance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise our levels next to Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of our 12th Imam, Imam Zaman, ajalallahu ta'ala
fa'alish. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Iblis, Shaitan, who is our enemy. An enemy, we are unable to see him. We are unable to recognize his whispering and his weapons, his traps, when and where our enemy is trying to control us. People can realize, but apparently we are unable to see the shayateen, the iblis. What we need to improve those skills by which we should be able to recognize the whispering and traps of shayateen. At the same time, we should be able to expel these enemies. At the same time, we cannot do all these things without seeking the shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's talk is about this shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is called isti'adha. Isti'adha means seeking shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one famous sentence we all know, whenever we are going to start, so we are highly recommended to start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But before that, we need to read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan ar-Rajim. And saying this sentence means, I am seeking shelter of Allah against the shell of or the whispering of shaitan. So this is called isti'adha. When someone is saying this sentence, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, if that is just a string of words, just sing through the tongue. Yes, that is a good thing. First of all, sing, reading this sentence, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, that is nice. But many times we are reading this, what again, shaitan is controlling us. For example, when we are reading namaz, so we are saying this, but still our attention and concentration is not upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are thinking about the other business. So it means that is not working. Yes, that is not working, because when we said A'udhu Billah, so that was just through a tongue. So that was not from the depth of the heart. And when we say A'udhu Billah, then we should try to remove any kind of lusty desire or garage or proudness or arrogance or the love of self or the laziness. So all these impurities which are filling our heart, if all these impurities will be in our heart, then maybe this isti'aza will not work. So while we are saying A'udhu Billah, then we should say this from the depth of our heart, and at the same time all those impurities or najasat which are in our heart, we should try to scratch them away, and we should fill our heart with taharat, with the light of taqwa. So once our heart is full of taqwa, fear of Allah, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in our heart, and at that time, with full concentration, when we are calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I am nothing. I cannot see my enemy. I cannot defeat my enemy until and unless you help me. So actually we are seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should help us so that we should defeat our enemy. Salaam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And this is something which is also recommended in Quran as well. So there are different places where we must do this isti'ala. One place in Surah Nahl and verse number 98, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِذَا كَرَاتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Rajim means cursed one. So one meaning is Rajam. Rajam means when, like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, they threw the stones. So that is also called, when you, someone is stoning the other person, that is called rajam. The other meaning is the cursed one. Because this is cursed, Iblis is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the title of Shaitan is rajim. So Allah says, وَإِذَا كَرَاتَ الْقُرْآنَ, whenever you are reading Quran, فَاسْتَعِذُ بِاللَّهِ, then you should seek the shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means at that time, before reading, starting the reading of Quran, we have to read this isti'adha, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And that should be again not just through the tongue, but that should be from the depth of our heart. And then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us, and then we can get the maximum benefit of light of Quran, the guidance of Quran. Otherwise, maybe without doing isti'adha, we are reading a lot, but we are not getting any benefit from the recitation of Quran. So if we need to get maximum benefit by the recitation of Quran, then we should be in wudu, we should face towards Qibla, and when we are going to open Quran, that should begin with the recitation of isti'adha. And at that time, before starting Quran, because Quran is guidance, Quran is nur, Quran is taharat. So before touching that, Tahir Quran, we need to make Tahir our heart, and all kind of impurities we have to throw them away. So this was one category or one place where Quran has said, whenever you are reading Quran, you have to read Isti'ala. Number two, when we are going to start namaz, so usually Iblis and Shayateen, they are also coming with us in the mosque. So first thing is, we should be very careful while we are doing wudu. At that time we have to read this Isti'ala. Secondly, when we are entering into the mosque, we should enter with right foot. And at that time we have to say this Isti'ala and Bismillah. And also we have to say Salam. If we do this, then Shaitan is not coming with us. Otherwise Shaitan is with us. The third thing, when we are going to start namaz, it is also highly recommended after saying Takbiratul Ihram, when we do Niyat and after that we say Allahu Akbar, before reading Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is mustahab. It is recommended to read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan ar-Rajim. Before, and that should be, for example, if that is Maghrib prayer and everything you are reading loud, but this Isti'ala, that should be not loud. We have to read, but this should not be loud. We have to read in our heart, without voice. So before starting the namaz, before starting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, one should read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan ar-Rajim before namaz, so that we should be able to concentrate in our prayer. And then there are different things while we are standing, so we should see our focus on Sajdagah. And whatever we are reading or saying, we should try to know the meaning of those ayat. Like this, so this Surah Hamd, that is all negotiation or dialogue, or if this is talk between person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, when we are saying Iyaka na'abudu, we are addressing to Allah, oh Allah, I am worshipping you. I need your help. So keep me on the right path. So first of all, we are praising Allah, then we are starting our talk and we are requesting at the end, that is dua. Oh Allah, keep me with them, keep me upon the right path and with those great personality who are blessed one, who are your favored one, and they are also on the right path and Sirat-e-Mustaqim, and do not keep me among those people who are deviated and astray. So this is dua. So first of all, we are starting with praise, and then that is dialogue, and then that there is dua. So all this is talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we need? For example, if someone is talking with me and his face is towards the other side, I will never like this attitude. So Allah who knows our thoughts, Allah who knows what is in our hearts, Allah who knows what we are saying and what we mean, and where we are thinking and where we are visiting while we are saying Iyaka na'budu, He knows everything. We cannot cheat Him. So it is better we should start our namaz with A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan ar-Rajim, and then we should bring ourselves under the noor and under the shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we should control the flight of our ideas. And that should be only towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are praying in this way, so that is the best prayer. Otherwise, most of the time we are being hijacked. Our thoughts, we are somewhere else. And that namaz, that is maybe we have said through our tongue, A'udhu Billah, but we did not bring ourselves under the protection and shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to improve the concentration and the attention in our namaz. And inshallah, one of the solution is we have to start our namaz with isti'ala. And again, it is also narrated in hadith, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. So usually this is Isti'adha, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. But some companion of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam directed that when Imam alayhi salam was reading Isti'adha, so he was saying like this, A'udhu Billahi Samir Alim Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. So he was adding two other words, Samir Alim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. Because Allah is a listener and Allah knows everything, so we can read anyone. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. The most perfect is A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim min ash-shaytanir rajim. So we can read isti'adha in any way, but the last one is more recommended or the most perfect form of isti'aza. The next stage and the next place where it is also just saying this A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, what is the reward? Reward, anyone who is reading A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim equal to the number of hairs on his body, head and body, for each and every hair of the body, reward of worship of 1 year will be granted. Just reading A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajim. For example, if a person has 20,000 hairs, so just reading A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajim, he will get the reward of worship of 20,000 years, just reading one sentence. But this just saying A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajim, that will not give the reward. Actually, this isti'adha means always our thoughts, our heart, our actions should be according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if all the time we are true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so then this isti'adha is a perfect isti'adha, and at that time just reading one time will give us this great sawab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to have true isti'adha. The next place where we should be conscious about the whispering and the traps of shayateen and we need isti'adha, that is at the time of sunrise and the time of sunset. So three of our prayers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made in these times. So usually at the time of sunrise and time of sunset we are lazy, we are ghafil. Lazy or ghafil from remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why it is highly recommended, and also three of our prayers are wajib on these times. And time of Adhan-e-Fajr, from Adhan-e-Fajr up to the sunrise, this is the best time in 24 hours to get maximum sustenance, to get maximum guidance, or to learn something, or to memorize something. This is the golden time, the best time in 24 hours. So in many hadiths it has been said, we should not sleep in between Adhan-e-Fajr up to the sunrise if possible. Muhammad wa ali Muhammad salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And the last place where we have to say this is the isti'adha, that is also said in Surah A'raf, verse number 200 and 201. وَإِمَّا يَنْذَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تذكروا فإذاهم مبصرون. So from Shaitan, different whispering or different imputations are coming, and that is afflicting the believers. So at that time, so sometimes when we are reading Quran, we have to read. When we are starting namaz, we have to. When time is sunrise and set, we have to seek shelter of Allah. But except these mentioned things, whenever a person is realizing through his thoughts or through different factors, Shaitan is controlling his thoughts and his action, at that time Allah says, this is the duty of a believer, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, he should seek the shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah knows what the shayateen are doing and what is happening in the thoughts and the heart of the people and the mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is observing and watching everything. So these are different places, are different opportunities and different occasions where we have to control our thoughts and our actions. Mean we should be obedient and submissive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always, if He is not helping us, supporting us, we cannot do anything. So if we need to be successful here and hereafter, the best thing is, with all submissions, we should seek the shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض والجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مألوه وخالق كل مخلوق وارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط. أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد. وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحدي.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم أعجل ظهورا إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين. وأتمم لي إنعامك إنك خير المنعمين. اللهم أجل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعة والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونظم عمركم. This beautiful advice of our first Imam for all of us. The great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala That is our life, that is our existence. We were nothing. He made us human beings. We were nothing. He granted us the love of Muhammad Ali Muhammad. We were nothing. He provided us aql and knowledge. And Alhamdulillah, today we are proud. We are lover of those great personality who are the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all this universe. لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْأَفْلَاقِ. If there was no Muhammad,
Allah said,
then Allah said He was not going to make this universe. And if there was no Ali, then Allah said He was not going to make Muhammad and the universe. And if there was no Fatima al-Zahra salamu alayha, then He was not going to make Ali and Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa and all universe. So you must be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made these personalities, who made this universe, who provided us knowledge, and especially He chose our hearts for the love of Muhammad Ali Muhammad alayhi salam. If million of sajda, million of thanks we have to do, still we cannot pay that right, that favor that has been done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. So we must be more obliged. We must do more ibadat to say Him more thank you. And especially the 27th of Rajab, the day of Ba'sat Rasul, the day of Eid, the day of announcement of Allah, Allah's Apostle and Messenger, someone who is the seal of messengers, someone who is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never left Muhammad all alone. Wherever is His mulk, His universe, wherever there is Allah, there is mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
We need to be true lover of this great personality. And again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept us in Ummah of Muhammad Mustafa. He made us Muslim. He provided us Quran. And we must be thankful to be in the time of that Imam for whom all of our other Imams, they were wishing, if possible, they should come in the time of Imam Zaman Ajallahu Ta'ala. So it needs, we need to adopt more piety, we need to improve the level of our taqwa, we need to be more closer to Imam Zaman Ajallahu Ta'ala Faraja Sharif. So as this month Rajab is going to finish, and inshallah from Sunday, from 3rd of July, the next month Sha'ban will start. So Sha'ban is the month of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu
alayhi.
There is a tree in paradise and the name of that tree is Tuba. And during this month Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands this tuba, to extend the branches towards the believers. And Allah has announced, O the believers, the branches of tuba are just around you. Try to hold one of the branch and try to come in paradise. Rasulullah and Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, as Ali alayhi salam, he said to the son, O son, you never saw, whenever you were rising, you never saw Ali was sleeping. So likewise, Hazrat Ali alayhi salam also said, in my life, I never left the fasting of Sha'ban. Whenever the month of Sha'ban was coming, always I was observing fast. This was Sunnah of Rasulullah, Sunnah of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And anyone who will observe fast in this month, paradise, he will go into paradise. Bahisht is wajib for that person. And then, if it does not mean Islam is allowing or giving permission to do murder of anyone, but in narration it has been said, if someone has killed someone, and in this month, if he will, in Sha'ban, if he will observe fast, and if he will do tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive it. Means major sins, gunahane kabira bhi, Sha'ban mein roze rakhne se, bakhshe jate hain, chahe qatl jaisa gunahi kyun na ho. So there are many, many, many dua, many rituals, few of them which are common for whole month, that is every day we should try to read 70 times Astaghfirullah wa as'aluhu tawbah. And other istighfar is, that is also recommended for 70 times every day, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illahu wa rahman wa rahim al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. And then doing istighfar 70 times in this month is equal to doing istighfar 70,000 times in other months. So 70 is equal to 70,000 in other months and other days. So it is the month of bounties and mercies and kindness of Allah. The doors of paradise are open. The other thing which is recommended to do, that is giving sadaqah. We should try to give more sadaqah so that the hellfire should not touch our body. Anyone who will give sadaqah, inshallah, will not go into the hellfire. And 1,000 times in this month, whole month, in 30 days, we should try to read 1,000 times, La ilaha illallah, wa la na'budu illa iyyah, mukhlasina lahuddin, wa law karihal mushrikun. This zikr, one should try to read 1,000 times in whole month. And again, on every Thursday, if a person should try to read 2 rakat namaz, one time Surah Hamd, 100 times Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and after Salam, one should read 100 times Salawat. So all hajat of dunya and akhirah will be granted to the person. And these 2 rakat namaz will be equal to the ibadat and worship of 1 year. The fasting of Monday and the Thursday, that is also highly recommended in this month. Anyone who will observe, like for example, 8 fast Monday and Thursday in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him 20 hajat here and 20 hajat hereafter. And also reading salawat upon Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, that is highly recommended during this month. And there is a special salawat for this month that start with Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, shajarat al-nabuwa wa mawzir al-risala. So if possible, we should read this salawat every day. and beautiful and very, very spiritual and mystical dua that is called Munajat-e-Sha'baniya. So this dua, our first Imam and all other Imam, they were reading this month every day. This is very beautiful dua, Munajat-e-Sha'baniya. If possible, we should try to read. And again in this month, the 3rd of Shaban, 4th of Shaban, and the 5th of Shaban are the birthdays of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam, and Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And the 15th of Shaban, that is the birthday of Imam Zaman ajalallahu ta'ala farajhu sharif. So this is the month of Eid, this is the month of happiness, this is the month of repentance, this is the month of tawbah, this is the month to be closer to Muhammad wa ali Muhammad alayhi salam. And inshallah, we will try our best to gather maximum blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. And inshallah, after Friday prayer, Niyaz is here. And inshallah, that will be served to all you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shaniyaka huwal abtar.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.